We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our focus really is on what happens inside these walls and just focusing on 1 week at a time, continuing to grow as a football team. So that's all we can control. We're 4-1 and, you know, a whisker away from being 5-0. But the fact is we're 4-1 and with a lot of room for growth, a lot of good progress to this point in the season and a lot of good football that we've played. So I give credit to the players and the staff. We've got to continue to work and grow as we move forward.
Sean McDermott on how they only pay attention to what happens inside those walls. But they take a break every week, every Tuesday, down to One Bills Drive. They click that radio on. They want to know.
Wait. Whoa, slow
down.
What
is Howard picking? We had a texter point out that so far, everything that you have said would happen has happened.
Yeah, I'm 5-0 on
the
Bills
game. You are 5-0 on picks.
Yeah.
That's why this year, you picking the Bills is more important than ever.
Yeah.
I got to find out what's going to happen here. You've never been wrong.
How do you live with yourself?
You know?
Do you ever feel guilty about this?
No, never.
You never go to bed at night going, boy, the things I put Howard through.
No, it brings people joy. I've got a text here from Nick. All right, Nick wrote in. I got to find it, sorry. The Bills are 4-1. The Sabres are better than last year. This elite season is upon us, and Tuesday means Howard picks the Bills.
The elite season.
Nick is on his break just to listen to this. And then we had Paul at 8, and he had to take another break. Nick's on his second break for you.
How about whoever yards per pass is on Twitter is tweeting at, well, not tweeting at me directly,
sub-tweeting,
but happened to put out a tweet involving Eagles stats and suggesting that if someone should happen to pick the Bills-Eagles game, here's the reason why you should pick them to beat the Eagles.
All right. Your headlines. Columbus beat the Sabres in overtime last night, 4-3. Evgeny Malkin maybe out indefinitely, long-term lower body injury. The Bills traded Zay Jones to Oakland, reportedly, still not confirmed by the team yet. Fifth-round pick in 2021 for Zay Jones. Cody Ford and Trent Murphy in concussion protocol. Of course, the Bills are on their bye week. On the Monday night game, San Francisco blew out Cleveland 31-3. The Browns' offense is no good, and their defense is no good right now. Things are going terribly for the 2-3 Browns. And baseball, Yankees get their sweep, so you're pretty happy about that, I bet.
Mm.
And Washington and St. Louis each force a game 5.
Let's take a quick look at the NHL standings. Hey, the Sabres are in first!
They got a point last night, and Toronto did not.
Yeah, Toronto lost to St. Louis, so the Sabres and Toronto both have 5 points. Sabres off to the 2-0-1 start. The Red Wings and Bruins have 4 points. Montreal and Tampa with 3. Florida with 2. And Ottawa, surprise, surprise, has lost their first 2 games, and they have no points. The look at the current NHL standings brought to you by Arthur Pressman, Western New York's traffic and DWI attorney, your ticket to justice.
A tradition unlike any other.
In this era of everything leaks out, pretty good that my pick the Bills results have never leaked out yet prior to me doing that live on the show.
You're stalling.
Nope.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Is Howard going to ask me if Josh is playing or if Matt Barkley is playing? And I will tell you, sir, it won't make a difference. That's how confident I feel about this game.
The snap, and Allen fakes the handoff, fires into the end zone. Touchdown, Duke Williams! Touchdown, Buffalo! Duke Williams, a 7-yard touchdown catch. His first NFL touchdown, and it could not have come at a better time.
It's not my fault if they don't go 12-4. This doesn't mean they're actually going 12-4, okay?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Now, I got confused in that open. Well, I was gone. Did you start referring to yourself in the third person?
Yeah, I don't like that. Did I do that? Do we know where that
you
was? I know I said Howard. Maybe it was a tweet.
You're reading a tweet? Okay.
I was probably reading a tweet. That's what it was. Because I don't do third person shtick. That's not me.
Howard doesn't do that.
Howard doesn't like when you suggest he does that.
All right. 4-1 bye week. By the way, preemptively, yes, you will pick the Bills next Tuesday also.
Why?
Because every team they play has games. You're going to think differently of the Dolphins, the Eagles, the Redskins, the Browns.
I will not think differently of the Dolphins.
Maybe not. Yeah. But every team plays games.
Yeah.
Injuries, lots of things could happen.
Sure.
So the Bills are 4-1. They have a bye here in week 6. On to the Dolphins game to start 3 straight at home at New Era Field.
I'm not even watching the game that day. I'm that confident.
Wow.
I'm just going to write my column before 1 o'clock. Am I getting carried away?
It could be a party.
What's the betting line? We were talking about this yesterday. Sal got the answer. Somebody tweeted and asked, when was the last time the Bills would have been favored by double digits? Was it 2016 against Miami?
I think it was 2016 against Cleveland.
Cleveland
was the last time.
Okay. All right, very good.
Yeah, I would bet they're 12-point favorites.
Yeah, that's got to be a big spread.
And a good look at maybe Josh getting to 300 yards passing. You know, if it's a nice enough day, just
the streak breaker.
Go ahead and light it up.
Yeah.
All right, so you're picking a win over the Dolphins. They're 5-1.
Yeah.
Home Eagles in a big test.
You know, I'm smelling a win. I think it's interesting with the Eagles. I'm just reading up on how their defense is struggling. I think it's more injury-based than anything in the secondary. They've got a lot of guys banged up back there, and teams have had a lot of success throwing the ball against them. So hopefully Josh has a nice day against Philadelphia. Their strength is their offense, but I like the Bills' defense against Carson Wentz, and I like it as a home game. So I'll take a win there.
Win over Philadelphia. Home Washington.
Yeah.
Bill Callahan.
I don't think Bill Callahan turns the Washington football season around.
Boy, if the Dolphins were tanking, are they nervous? Are they now afraid of Washington?
Doesn't Washington start moving parts? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't the Bengals start? There should be other teams that are competing with Miami to move parts.
Yeah.
Does Washington trade Trent Williams? He's still holding out. And it sounds like they're not playing Haskins. Like, Bill Callahan, I think, basically said he's not ready to play. So we're going to see either Colt McCoy or Case Keenum. Not that it really matters. But I think the Bills would be double-digit favorites in that game, I would think.
Okay.
So I'll take a win there.
At Cleveland. Where are the Browns at this point?
They're still in Cleveland. They're Northeast Ohio. It's right off I-90.
2-3, right in the lake, yeah.
Yes.
The Browns are 2-3. Their next two games are Seattle and New England, then Denver, then the Bills. So they could easily go 1-3 in that stretch and be 3-6 if they lose to the Bills. Looking at this, I've said this to you a few times. Mm-hmm. After the Bills game, the Browns have a walk.
Yeah.
Even for a middle team. They've got the Cardinals. They've got the Steelers twice still. They've got the Bengals twice, right? I think it's twice still. So
I don't think they've played Cincinnati.
No. They have a very nice schedule. They might play Miami in there. So I still think that this Bills-Browns game is going to be about you can end the Browns' talk of catching you on November 10th.
Yeah, if you let's say they split Seattle and New England and beat Denver, they'd still have four losses, and you have a chance to put them in a fifth loss, and you'd have one loss going. So you'd be four games ahead of them and have the tiebreaker. I don't know about this one. Tell you what. I'll take a win, but I really think the Browns are going to turn their season around. I don't think they're as bad as they showed last night. I think Mayfield will pick his game up, and I do think that's a really difficult game, even though you might be thinking right now, hey, the Browns just got blown out. That's a cakewalk. Whatever. I'll go the giddy route. Give me your win for now.
Win. At Miami.
Yeah, whatever.
Sal's anticipating a big Bills contingent at this Miami game, which
maybe we should go to that.
We should maybe go to that game.
That would not be a bad idea. A little weekend in South Florida at that time of year. I'll take another win.
Another win. Home Denver.
I'm still not worried about that game. I know I watched a decent chunk of their game against the Chargers, and their defense did a really good job against Phillip Rivers and frustrated him. And they decided to finally help out Joe Flacco by giving, Philip Lindsay the ball? He had a good game. But I still think Denver's going to be last in that division, and you shouldn't lose at home to the Broncos. You're a better football team than they are, so I'll take a win.
Win. Thanksgiving, the biggest game in the history of the franchise.
Well, they did play in four Super Bowls.
Bigger.
No? Okay.
You've got them at 11-1.
This is so silly. This is never happening. Oh. Can we just stop right now?
11-1.
Can you listen to how preposterous this is? Are they really?
Oh my God. 10-1.
They haven't lost a game.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. This is just silly.
10-1 at Dallas.
I should go on Twitter and see what people are saying. Loss.
Loss. Why?
Because
they can't stop the run. You see what Aaron Jones did to them?
It's not like the Bills have not been a great running
team.
Devin
Singletary is going to be eating turducken.
Because Dallas will come up with a good effort and Dak Prescott will have a good game. And I can't pick him to go 15-1. Come on.
Okay.
They're 10-1 going into the game.
Okay, loss.
Yeah, whatever.
Big time setback. Baltimore.
Big time setback. I'll take a win there.
Baltimore.
Take a win there.
Win over Baltimore.
Yeah, the Ravens got off to a great start. not looking as good the last couple games. They're having problems on the defensive side of the ball, and was not impressed with their performance in Pittsburgh. They should have lost to the Steelers. They got a couple lucky breaks, a bad roughing the passer call against Pittsburgh, and a Juju Smith-Schuster fumble. So not impressed with Baltimore at that point. I'll take a win there.
Win. Road. On the road again, this time against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who might have Mason Rudolph or Devlin Hodges.
He actually looked good the other day. I don't know anything about Devlin Hodges other than he played at Samford. And he actually played well against the Baltimore Ravens and had the Steelers in position to win that game. But, sure, I'll take a win.
Win. Then, I mean, this is the game of games. This is going to be flexed to Saturday night. The Bills are 12-2.
It could be for home field advantage in the AFC playoffs.
Yeah, not just the division.
Depending on what Kansas City
But you're
doing.
Shooting for...
I meant the one seed.
Yeah,
yes.
Or the two seed, depending. Yeah. But you're right. You're shooting to win the division...
And get a first round bye, at the very least. You see what you're doing to me? This is why I'm going to have to quit. I can't.
New England.
People
it's
are
a Saturday
be
night
so
game.
So angry at me with this loss. Don't yell at me.
You didn't even consider the fact that that Bills Mafia is going to take over the stadium.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not taking over the
Patriots
stadium.
And
the Patriots actually have a big regular season game that means something.
You think
their fans might actually be there?
They will think this is a big game.
Well,
we will talk about it being a big game, and they'll say, please, sleepwalk, we'll stay home,
we'll see you in round two there.
Do
you think they would sell their tickets to Bills fans?
Yes.
En masse?
This game doesn't matter.
Yeah? Doesn't matter.
In their, you know, their world.
I'll still take
a loss. Okay. And then home against the Jets, probably in a rest-your-starters game. Because if you have lost the division, you've lost
you've
the first round
bye. Clinched a wild card by then.
Definitely, if you don't get a wild
card
at 12-4 or 13-3,
you would have clinched a wild card probably before the New England game. It's a good chance,
right? So rest your starters game.
Wow,
keep the momentum game against the Jets.
The Bills in a rest your starters game. It's been like 25 years since they did that routine. You know, I hadn't. This is so funny. I had not factored in a rest your starters game to pick the Bills. So Barkley's playing, and but they're playing all backups in that game.
I'm putting it out there as a possibility.
I got to figure out what to do now.
If Barkley's playing against the Jets,
he
that still might
time.
Mean a win.
He owns them, right?
Yeah, and the Jets are running for the bus. They probably Do they have an interim coach at this point? Is Gase making it to year two?
That would be hysterical if he's fired. His buddy's the GM. Win. Excuse me. So there you go.
13-3.
Yeah, that's just not happening.
This is uncharted territory for Powered Picks and Bills. We've never been here before.
People are going to drug test
what
me.
What do we do with ourselves?
We just laugh it off and go, it means absolutely nothing.
13-3.
Stop. They're not going 13-3.
Whew. I mean, you just picked it.
Because I'm just guessing. They're not going 13-3. What do you think they're going to finish this year? They're not going 13-3.
13-3?
No.
All right, fine, 14-2.
No, stop it. Now, stop it. Be serious for a second.
Hey,
They're easily getting to 10 wins. 13, to me, is just not going to happen. I think it's more likely they'll lose one or two other games in there. But if it makes people happy, it's what I'm here for. I'm here just to make people happy.
All right. 13-3 it is.
I look forward to your responses on Twitter in the break.
I look forward to them being mad at you for the couple of losses you picked.
I have not seen that just yet.
Oh, Dallas?
How could we lose to Dallas? How do we lose to New England? Well, Matt agrees with 13-3. That's nice. Other people are just calling me crazy. That's nice, too. All right, 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. There, you happy? Pick the Bills. Fine. Done. Move on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.